Our week of changeable weather goes on across eastern New York and western New England. After a wintry mix and some significant icing earlier this week, we had a spring-like day yesterday, and within about 12 hours, we very quickly went from spring back to winter with heavy snow across portions of our area. Snow accumulations are up around or over 10 inches. From about the capital region on south and east, the Albany area ended up on the northwestern fringe of the heavy snow with the storm. Snow amounts are lighter farther north and west. Really, the only thing preventing this from being an epic northeastern snowstorm is the forward speed. The storm is moving rather quickly, and there's nothing to slow it down. So the storms that bring us those giant snowfall totals in the range of 2 to 3 feet, those are the storms that tend to stall for a little while, allowing the snow to fall for several more hours. In this case, though, the storm is racing away, so any lingering areas of snow will come to an end over the next couple of hours. It will be on the windy side, though. It has been quite gusty already at times today and will keep it breezy through the night. And it's going to be a cold night across our area as temperatures fall into the single digits and lower teens. Some areas go below zero, but with the wind, the feels-like temperatures will be below zero all across the region. And with those really cold temperatures and the wind, be aware of blowing and drifting snow through the night, and travel conditions will still be quite slick. And those slippery conditions will continue into tomorrow morning, and tomorrow will be a cold day. Temperatures will only rise up into the teens and 20s. We'll see clouds, some sun, and a few areas of flurries and snow showers. Also, there is going to be a band of lake effect snow that develops, and so for areas west of Albany, at times there may be some heavier bursts of snow due to those lake effect snow squalls. Then tomorrow night, we all have the chance to see a little round of light snow that will linger into Saturday morning. And then by Saturday afternoon, things begin to warm up a little bit. There is the chance of a passing rain or snow shower. And overall, the weekend looks to be a little bit milder, fairly close to seasonable for this time of year. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers and flurries, breezy and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, with highs in the teens to lower 20s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers with heavier lake effect snow squalls, breezy and cold, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow, variably cloudy, with a chance of snow showers and some heavier lake effect snow squalls, breezy and cold, high in the teens to lower 20s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy, breezy, and cold, low in the single digits to lower teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cold, with highs in the 20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers and flurries, breezy and cold, low in the single digits to around 10. Tomorrow, variably cloudy with a chance of snow showers, breezy and cold, high 18 to 24. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly cloudy, a chance of light snow during the morning, then a chance of rain or snow showers by afternoon, with highs in the 20s and 30s. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain and snow, with highs in the 30s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.